USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least five people were injured, four critically, in a stabbing on a Chicago, Illinois train in the city's north side. The incident happened around 2 a.m. local time Friday on board a Red Line train near the North Clybourne Station. The station remains closed and is being bypassed during the investigation. An arrest has been made. The Supreme Court will not allow the Biden administration to implement a policy that prioritizes deportation of people in the country illegally who pose the greatest risk to public safety. The court's order Thursday leaves the policy frozen nationwide for now. The vote was 5-4, with conservative Justice Amy Coney Barrett joining liberal justices, saying they would allow the Biden administration to put in place the guidance. SCOTUS announced they will revisit the issue in November. A TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
The Black Sea may open up for Ukraine to export some of its food products. Officials from Russia, Ukraine, and the United Nations plan to sign a deal to resume exports on Friday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres added that the parties involved had come to an agreement, but cautioned that last-minute problems could still arise. Big cities are asking the federal government for help, the same request made by border mayors for years.
The mayors of New York City and Washington, D.C. are asking for federal help with illegal immigrants and asylum seekers that they claim are overwhelming their shelters. Eagle Pass, Texas Mayor Pro Tem Yolanda Roman responds to their cries for help on Fox News.
Good luck to them, because we haven't gotten the help that we need for over a year, so I don't know how they expect to get it. So somebody, if they do, I will be interested in knowing how they're getting it over there and we cannot get it here down in the border.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
China will launch the second module of its Tiangong space station on Sunday. It will be the first laboratory module to be added to the space station after the 16-meter-long core module was launched in April of 2021. The latest module, called Wen Tian, or Quest for Heavens, will launch on a Long March 5B Y3 rocket. As many that have seen the Hunter Biden laptop files understands U.S. laws have been broken, the Biden Department of Justice is a different story. Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky on Newsmax, believes the Department of Justice is working on the least offensive charges from the Biden laptop.
Hunter Biden's left a trail that any prosecutor would be hard-pressed to turn a blind eye to. Now, the Department of Justice is trying to figure out what they could do, in my opinion, to charge Hunter Biden with the least possible offense and protect him from congressional oversight. That's been my fear all along. I've predicted for months now that he would be indicted before January when Republicans took the majority. And when he gets indicted, and we ask him to come before the Republican Majority House Oversight Committee in January, he'll say no, we'll subpoena him, he'll reject the subpoena. We then take the subpoena to court. The judge will more than likely look at that and say, well, he's already under investigation in a federal court, so we're not going to require him to show up for a deposition or for a committee hearing.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.